Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Yesterday afternoon, a group of builders on a busy construction site in Sandyford in South Dublin downed tools for an hour to take part in a toolbox talk. Meanwhile, a few miles down the road, another group of builders gathered to hear a talk from a former builder. Evelyn O'Rourke was there. Toolbox talk?
Toolbox talk, indeed. Well, Sean, this is all part of annual Construction Safety Week. And obviously for people working on busy building sites, health and safety is a vitally important part of their setup. And when you consider that this part of the industry, of course, is thriving, we see all the cranes everywhere, but the workforce has grown to over 140,000. So it's a very serious issue and affects a lot of people. Now, this event has changed a lot over the years as the awareness of health and safety on sites has developed, with builders saying, you know, it used to be a bit of a box-ticking exercise, but now it really is a priority and they have to keep working on raising the standards. And really, when we look at the figures that the Health and Safety Authority released over the weekend, we see that that development is necessary because, Sean, you know, they confirmed that 5 people lost their lives in construction-related activity in 2018. There were 767 non-fatal incidents reported to the authority, and so far this year there have been 6 reported deaths, and the HSA have announced a nationwide, as they describe it, blitz of inspections on sites in an effort to reduce that rate of injury and death in the sector.
Which brings us to the toolbox talks.
Yes, so well, it's the Construction Week's version of TED Talks. You know, the TED Talks that are also popular. And the idea is that sites all over the country are rolling out various events, various talks to promote builders' safety. So at the Arkle Road Sandyford site in Dublin, for example, yesterday, they are offering a toolbox talk every day this week. Yesterday it was on mental health, and the site manager there told me that he was stunned when more than 30 builders turned up for the event. And he says this kind of conversation about mental health with a bunch of lads on a building site would have been unthinkable when he first started. So here, Jordan Keyes, site manager for Walls at that site in Sandyford, tells me more about the vigilance that they carry out and how the construction sector has changed.
So yeah, we're just on the site here now, Evelyn. We're just going to walk into the office here. A bit more quiet.
You started 15 years ago. What was it like for you to walk onto the site then? I mean, was health and safety the priority or not?
Health and safety was still a factor then, but not as much as it is now, you know. For example, the inductions back then used to be a 5-minute job, go in, tick box exercise, you know, go in and fill out the form and out you go on site, and that was it.
Get on with the job.
Get on with the job, yeah. But now, before they even get onto site, they have to do an induction, which could be up to 2 hours, and then down to site, they have to fill out their SPAs, there's a safe plan of action for the works they're going to be doing for the week. So there's a whole rigmarole to go through before they even get to put on their tool bag or go out to work, you know.
What are the main things you're concerned about on a site? Because, I mean, to me as a civilian standing here looking at it, it just looks so vulnerable as a place to work.
As you know, the building sites are changing every day. It's different than it was the day before, you know. But the high-risk ticket numbers, we're still building the concrete frames, so we're working at height. And
so the cranes?
Yeah, cranes.
We have 2 here.
We have 2 cranes on the job, yeah.
And everything seems very planned now.
Yeah, it is totally planned. Like, we don't let any deliveries come to site that haven't been booked in advance, so we know exactly what's coming every day and what needs to be used with the crane to lift up or what can be handballed off, or, you know.
So your deliveries would be planned a week, 2 weeks beforehand?
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't want any surprises?
No, definitely no. We don't like surprises, no.
Tell me about how serious the injuries can be, you know, things that you've seen over the years.
Yeah, I've seen a fella fall down a lift shaft before in England. He fell 3 floors and broke every bone in his back, you know. The site got shut down for 2.5 weeks and, you know, everyone really was shocked. Like, he was a really nice guy, you know, and the poor chap will never work again, you know. So yeah, it really does bring home the dangers and the risks that we're working around every day, and we don't want to be seeing them things, you know.
So tell me about the toolbox talks.
Yeah, so this week, every day, there's a different team each day. So today's one was mental health.
Now, how did that go for you?
It was brilliant, yeah. We had a girl from a mental health charity. We had a massive turnout for that one. There was about 30 lads turned up for it. We didn't expect that many to turn up, so we had to go steal a few more chairs out of the canteen, you know.
But you were surprised and happy, I presume, to see so many turn up.
Yeah, just to see the lads actually participating and getting involved, you know. That's what we're trying to push this week, and it was a good start to the week. We had a great turnout for it.
Well, good for them. Jordan Keyes there, Evelyn. And then you went to another event of the same kind on another busy site.
Yes, over in Grange Castle, Sean, over in Dublin 22. And this is a Winthrop site. And they're also running the events there. And the one I went to yesterday was really powerful. It was a talk hosted by a man called James Gorry. And in 2005, James was a senior member of a crew, building crew in Dublin. And one October day, he was up on the roof to inspect work as he was making plans for the following day's tasks. But, however, unfortunately, James hadn't a safety harness on, and he fell through the roof internally to land on a concrete floor, Sean, 26 feet below, and he endured many injuries, but now spends his time speaking to builders here and across Europe to spread the message about the importance of site safety. And Sean, he does all this from his wheelchair because he suffered life-changing injuries that day. So here you'll get a flavour of James's very moving, very powerful talk. And you have to picture the scene. This was a room packed with men with hard hats, you know, taking a break during their busy day. They were standing there covered in dust with all the gear on them. They had the hard hats under their arm, listening intently.
James Gorey is a health and safety presenter. I'm just going to set up his presentation and let James tell his story. Okay, James, I'll leave it
to you. Thanks, Edwin. 30 years in the construction business prior to my accident, I started off fabricating, welding, workshop, did my 4 years apprenticeship, then I went out on site, done that for a number of years, and then the 15th of October, 05, that's the day my life changed forever. But prior to that, I had it all. I had my own construction company, huge knowledge, huge experience, and now I'm confined to a wheelchair 24/7. How did that happen? Because I failed to do what I'm promoting you guys to do, obey the rules.
So, on that day, can you remember what the weather conditions were like? Can you remember your mood? And what were you wearing?
I had the proper slacks, boots. The weather on the day was perfect, actually, at that time. So, what I was going to do was just do an inspection, walk the roof and have a look for the next day.
Something you'd have done over and over again.
Yeah, it was a regular thing and that's what you do. Unfortunately, I slipped or tripped and I fell from the roof 26 feet. And in that 3 seconds, that's how long it takes you to fall 26 feet. My life changed forever then. I was on the ground for about an hour and a half. I don't remember it because I was out of it, obviously, and I was badly injured.
You remember none of that?
None of that.
Do you remember falling?
No. I have no recollection of my memory for September, October, November, December of 05. My list of injuries were a brain injury, bleeding at the brain, 14 broken ribs, shoulder blades broken, all the bones of my back fractured, multiple spine fractures, multiple blood transfusions, and then a brain injury. So I have no recollection of that period, nor will I ever get it back, because it took me so long to come out of it. But
and you were in an induced coma for how long?
3.5 weeks. And then obviously my wife and family, they were all traumatised and they were all there and watching all this. So it's a huge effect on them. But basically I failed to obey the rules. I should have had a safety harness on. But I can analyse it and I can blame contributing factors. But the reality is, with my knowledge and experience, I should have known better.
James Gorey there, it's quite a price he has paid. Just that 3 seconds changed his life, as he said. And he's not blaming anybody. He's just saying, I didn't keep the rules.
Yeah, I mean, standing, as I said to you earlier, standing in that room yesterday, surrounded by those men, yeah. The silence in the room was amazing. They were listening to every word. And he's so honest, Sean. He gives quite a challenging talk, you know. He talks about personal things. He talks about intimate things. He discusses mental health. And he says, look, lads aren't great for talking to each other. So it's really vital to get the message out there that there is always help.
And he now spends his time giving talks like this, or not just here, but abroad as well.
Yeah, well, you can hear there. I mean, he's a wonderful speaker, so he's very much in demand. This is a big week for him. I mean, I think he was doing 3 sessions yesterday out at that site. And as I said, the lads were really paying attention to him. You know, back at the Sandyford site then, I spoke to Eamon Conlon, and Eamon is one of a number of health and safety officers, full-time health and safety officers working with Wolves. And he told me more, again, about the importance of this work.
So I'm the health and safety officer here on site, so any safety, health and environmental ongoings on site on a daily basis.
That seems daunting to me. I'm standing here and I'm looking at the shell of a building. You know, there's a lot going on here. How do you begin to plan for all that?
It's kind of come a long way in the last few years. So every morning we have new inductees come on site. They're given a full induction by myself. So everything has to be perfect for a allowed start on site. Every week then we have our weekly inspections. There's no stone left unturned on site, so. And the behaviour as well, the safety culture has really come on the last few years. It's encouraging to see people take their own initiative. So you'll see subcontractors coming in and doing their own safety inspections, developing their own company and getting advice from ourselves.
Between us, how seriously is it taken?
You'd be surprised. I think people understand today the implication of having a serious accident or having a fatality. No one wants to be associated with any occurrence like that. So, no, it is taken seriously.
And in terms then of older builders that you would talk to, would they say to you that it has changed completely?
Yeah, you'd find the older generation might be sometimes a bit harder for them to buy in.
They've seen it all and they're a bit jaded.
Yeah, you would kind of find that. But again, you'd be surprised to know the system at this stage and to know we mean well at the end of the day. Like, we're trying to get everyone home safe and sound.
And that's the priority, to run a safe ship as such.
Absolutely, yeah.
Eamon Conlon there. And finally, you heard another story from a builder who experienced a workplace accident. Tell me about Ken Smith.
Well, Sean, Ken worked for 30 years on the site, so very experienced. And then last summer, he did a terrible accident on a site when a 5-ton load of material landed on him, severing his foot. He was obviously rushed to hospital, and after a number of days, 10 days, I think, they decided that amputation was his best option. So when the decision was made, it was incredibly tough for him, and he relied on his union, Unite, to help him. And they've been very, very supportive, and he wants to make that clear. But at this point, Sean, he's very optimistic about his future. He's off travelling the world at the moment. I think I spoke to him from Kenya, and he will reconsider his plans when he gets back. But his story, it really reminds you of the importance of the message of this week.
I have 30 years experience working on building sites, tower cranes, either banking them or drive-in. And unfortunately, I was involved in an accident in 2018, unloading shutters from the truck, and then they would be lifted and brought on up to the roof. But unfortunately, whilst lifting, another truck came in behind us and just clipped the top of the lorry, which made the load turn. And unfortunately for me, shutters came out of slings and came down and landed on my foot, basically. But I suppose it happened so quickly, and that's unfortunately in construction, that's just the way it can happen. But what happened to me, the 5-ton load came down and it severed half my foot. I was rushed to hospital, and it took about 10 days before they decided amputation below the knee of my left leg was the best option. They couldn't save or reconstruct my foot. So when the decision was made, obviously, it was incredibly tough for me. You don't know what's ahead of you. People will always try and reassure you, but you don't know what's going to happen. But when they amputated my leg, funnily enough, that was actually a bit of a turning point, because the pain I had been in, as good as the hospitals were, it was just impossible to control the pain. So within that week, I kind of remember thinking, well, look, Ken, you know, your leg's not going to grow back, so it's up to you. I kind of decided to take a positive outlook on it. It's not going to stop me living my life. I'm a 51-year-old man. There's still plenty of life in me. So once that decision was made, luckily I'm a positive kind of person, so I try and do the best I can with it. So I was due to go to Kenya 3 weeks after the accident, so obviously that was all cancelled. But in March I got to go, and funnily enough, now I'm kind of thinking maybe next year I might go into some sort of safety work, because I do think a lot more needs to be done on building sites. Everyone is just there to do a job, everyone is doing their best, but there are so many things to cover. Anybody takes their eye off the ball for literally 2 seconds and consequences are pretty tragic. So, you know, if I can help anybody, or this can help stop it happening to other people, then yeah, that'd be me, a happy person. You know, it's the week of safety. Everybody just check, double check, and that's about it.
Salutary lessons there from extraordinary people. That's Ken Smith, and wishing him the best with his future recovery, and also wanting to share the benefits of his awful experience with others. Evelyn, thank you much, very much indeed for that wonderful report. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.